So I'm going to talk about Energy Water Nexus, and I don't have any slides. I just have a couple, like, scribbled down comments here, and I thought I'd make some comments and then open up to questions and answers. I'm happy to take questions on anything that touches energy or anything that touches water, and if I don't know the answer, I will make it up. I do not feel bound by the truth in any way. And I thought I'd tell you about energy water just because I think they're very critical to society, and I suspect you agree. This isn't a surprise for many people that energy and water are fundamental to civilization and society, but I would suggest to you that they are the most fundamental to society, that they're actually more important even than food or healthcare or education or other things we care about, because energy and water are what set up all those other things that we take as important to our quality of life. At the individual level, maybe it's food and shelter and that kind of thing, or self-empowerment, but at the societal level, it's really energy and water. And I'll point you towards Rick Smalley as a professor at Rice University who made the same argument. He was a Nobel Prize winner from Rice. He got the Nobel Prize for discovering Buckminster Fullerene, or carbon 60, the C60 buckyball. This is a geodesic dome-shaped carbon structure that enabled materials that have very novel properties. So it was really kind of cool for him to get the Nobel Prize for the buckyball. And he spent the last few years of his life going around talking about society's or humanity's grand challenges. And he died, unfortunately, in 2006. So this was a decade or so ago. And he created the 10 grand challenges and put them into a list that he ranked from top to bottom. And number one on the list was energy. Number two was water. Number three was food. And then he got to things like the environment, terrorism, war, disease, poverty, education, democracy, and population. So he had a variety of things, but he put energy and water at the top, thinking that there's a particular logic to how we solve these problems, that if we can solve all our energy problems, that if we can guarantee access to reliable, affordable, accessible, sustainable energy, then we can solve our water problems because we could use that energy to pipe water thousands of miles or dig deeper wells or to desalt the oceans, that kind of thing. And once we solved all our energy and water problems, then we could solve our food problems because we could grow food in the deserts and we can protect our food and move our food and refrigerate our food. And once we solved our food problems, then we could think about protecting the environment, lifting people out of poverty. Once we lift people out of poverty, we avoid terrorism and war. Then we can protect ourselves against disease.